From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Both at home and overseas, President Bush is working to build support for a long and difficult occupation of Iraq. In the United States, public opinion surveys show support for the president's slipping, and in a few minutes we will examine how the Bush administration is trying to promote its policies. We will start this hour with a look at the U.S. efforts to get help from abroad. This week, President Bush meets both French President Jacques Chirac and German leader Gerhard Schroeder, two of the strongest opponents of war in Iraq. Schroeder is already saying he wants to work with the United States now. He wrote an opinion piece for the New York Times saying, "There is no point in continuing this debate," and adding, "We must work together to win the peace." Germany is offering training for Iraqi police officers and other steps. But in an interview, the German ambassador to Washington, Wolfgang Ischinger, says the UN must get more deeply involved first.
It would be extremely helpful to have a greater role than in the recent past for the United Nations. The catchword here is international legitimacy.
So your position is that it is first still essential that the United Nations take a greater role. And I know negotiations are coming up in the coming week between Germany, France, Britain, and the United States to try to work that out, other countries as well.
Well, we look forward to the discussions in New York in the coming days. And we want to make sure that the resolution, which I'm sure will come out at the end of this process of discussion and debate at the United Nations, will actually make a difference. It's very important that we get it right. And we believe that it's important to create the impression that at the United Nations, the United States, her major allies in Europe, and the rest of the world agree on a, let me call it a roadmap, that would identify the kinds of steps that are needed to be taken between now and the eventual transfer of sovereignty to an Iraqi government so that the greatest possible impression of legitimacy is created. Legitimacy is very important, as we're finding out in Iraq.
I don't want to minimize this perception of legitimacy, because you're right that everyone involved in this process has said that it is important. But at the same time, the United States and its friends in Iraq seem to be facing some very specific practical problems right now. Iraqis are crying out for greater security, more electricity. American soldiers are being killed. The U.S. is looking for allies. What, in concrete terms, is Germany prepared to do to send in order to help those problems?
Well, Germany is not only offering humanitarian aid. We are also offering technical aid. We are prepared to send teams from a German government agency that can do such things as, you know, restore electrical power, repair water supply, etc. And we are also prepared to help train Iraqi military and police. That's already a pretty long list.
Germany did send troops to Afghanistan, where they've played quite a significant role over the last couple of years. But you're telling me that, as far as you can see, it's politically impossible for Germany to send soldiers to Iraq.
The point here is that I have not heard from anyone in the Bush administration that the Bush administration desires to present to us a request to dispatch German troops to Iraq. So I don't think that that is really a matter of dispute.
Your chancellor is meeting President Bush this coming week.
Yes, he is.
They have had some harsh words or harsh feelings over the last year or so.
I think it's true. But as Chancellor Schroeder said many times in his recent New York Times piece, as well as before the German parliament and on many other occasions, it serves no purpose now to rehash these differences. We're trying to be helpful.
Ambassador, a couple of quick questions about Afghanistan. Is it Germany's impression that the United States is letting some opportunities slip away in Afghanistan, where the situation has remained somewhat unstable?
Absolutely not. On Afghanistan, we really see eye to eye, 100%. We are grateful to see that Afghanistan receives as much priority attention from the Bush administration as it does from our government. We have initiated a process where an even greater role in the stabilization process of Afghanistan is being considered for the International Peacekeeping Mission called ISAF, and Germany is prepared to consider sending additional soldiers into specific provincial parts of Afghanistan if that plan meets the approval of both NATO and the United Nations.
Wolfgang Ischinger is Germany's ambassador to the United States. Ambassador, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you.